This is America's Sports Talk Show, Sports Byline USA. Here's Ron Barr.
Jerry Kramer joins us on Sports Byline, the former All-Pro offensive guard for the Green Bay Packers. And, of course, he won a couple of Super Bowls with the Green Bay Packers over a fine 11-year career. And, Jerry, I was not aware. I knew you played offensive line and was a guard, but I wasn't aware of the fact that you were a place kicker. I guess that was the time when you could play more than just one position in the NFL.
Multi-talented, multi-faceted. Well, it was a time, Ronnie, when you tried to make yourself valuable. When I first started playing, we had 36 players, and sometimes if a guy could help as a backup kicker or something, and everything was equal at guard, you might keep your job a little longer.
Was that something that you learned to do, or did you do that in college as well, Jerry?
Yeah, I did it in college. In fact, I was a very successful college kicker. I was tied in 1957 for second in the nation with the number of field goals kicked, 3.
The emphasis was on the kicking game at that time, right?
You're exactly right.
Jerry, take me back to that time. What was the philosophy that college kids had about playing professional football at that time?
Well, there was almost an ambivalence about it. I remember getting some questionnaires from the pro teams, and most of them were addressed, "Dear player, how big are you? How fast are you? What's your military situation? Are you interested in playing professional football?" And you'd fill out a questionnaire and send it in. Some of the guys would throw them in the garbage, and some of them would send them in. I sent everything in. In fact, the only thing I ever received from a professional football team were several letters, Pittsburgh, San Francisco, Green Bay, and a couple others that said they were considering drafting me, and then I got a telegram from Pittsburgh, which was really a big deal, but I never really talked to anyone in person until after I was drafted.
What attitude did you take about playing professional football then, Jerry?
Well, I thought it might be fun, you know. I thought it might be something to do for 2 or 3 years, maybe 5. I knew I was going to have to get a job and earn a living. But I thought it might be a fun thing to do and chance to see the country a little bit and travel a little bit and then go to work. But we knew we were going to have to go to work and get a job and, you know, that kind of a situation. But it looked like it might be fun for a couple of years.
What did you know about Green Bay, Wisconsin?
I knew it was somewhere back by Chicago, and it was on a big lake.
Did you know anything about the weather at all?
Nothing at all. I remember getting the Atlas out and trying to find Green Bay, and, oh, it is on a big lake. Oh, hell, that's Lake Michigan. That is a big lake. But had no – I grew up in northern Idaho, so weather wasn't much of a concern to me. I think I would have rather been in the cooler climates rather than Dallas or Los Angeles, some of the heat. But so the cold weather never was much of a problem for me.
You know, talking to other players of your era, I always like sitting around and hearing them talk about their training camps and comparing them to today's sophisticated training camps. Tell everybody what the Green Bay Packer training camp was like.
Well, you know, it was interesting in a lot of different ways. It was extremely hard. Coach Lombardi was a very demanding, hard-driving perfectionist, and he worked us extremely hard. I remember a St. Louis scout standing on the sidelines one time with me and a couple guys after the calisthenics, and we were about halfway through practice, and he was shaking his head, and I said, "What do you think?" He said, "Half of our guys would be dead, the other half would quit." So it was an extremely rigorous camp, much like a military boot camp maybe, and move, move, move. And also, Coach Lombardi negotiated your contract with you. So he sometimes, if you were holding out a little bit, he'd negotiate during practice and during the exhibition season where he'd put you on the suicide squads, the kickoff teams, and all kinds of stuff. And the coaches would negotiate with you, as in, "Kramer, move! You think you're worth so damn much? Move!" It was a totally different game.
Jerry, when I think about that particular time, I haven't been really being able to put my finger on it, but what was the hallmark? What was the distinction of playing football at that time in your mind?
Well, you know, football was it was fun, and it was a growing sport, and especially in the 60s when football came into the living room in living color on your television set, it was the beginning of a wonderful marriage. So it was kind of growing up. When we started the game, we were, I think, just at the beginning of a growth spurt, so we were having increased salaries. We were winning championships, which was an incredible, exhilarating emotion, you know, and a wonderful feeling. Then you made the All-Pro team, and then you got a Super Bowl check, and then, you know, you got $25,000. My first season, I make $8,000. So I finally get up to $27,000, plus I'm getting $25,000 for the Super Bowl and the NFL championship. So I tell everybody I'm never going to have another poor day. I got it pretty well handled.
Jerry, the other thing that I know is unique, and I think it's still very unique, is the Green Bay community. What was it like for the players to live in that community and play in that community?
Well, it was both a blessing and a curse. It was a blessing because everyone knew you, and they loved you, and they would buy you. When we won championships, you'd go into the dry cleaners, and they wouldn't let you pay for your clothes. You'd try to buy bread at the bakery, and they wouldn't allow it. It got kind of embarrassing, but also everyone knew who you were when you lost, and they were up saying, what was wrong? What happened? How come? And so it was a bit of a mixed blessing early on when we were struggling a little bit, but later on when we got successful and won so many championships, it was really a love affair. The fans of Wisconsin are just sensational fans. They're very knowledgeable. Ron, I didn't really understand how knowledgeable they were till our last game against Baltimore, my last game in Green Bay. We had won Super Bowl 1-2 and the championship prior to Super Bowl 1, so we had three in a row. And we come down to our last home game in Green Bay, and we have to win the game against Baltimore to stay mathematically alive. Now, you may have to carry the computation out 6 or 7 decimal points, but we're alive. So it gets down to the end of the ball game, and we're down 10 points, and we get the ball with about 5 minutes to go, and bing, 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 we start moving down the field and get across field down to about the 40, and we fumble. And I go, wow. It's over. I look up at the clock. There's 2:39, and I said, it's over. We're down 2 scores, and they've got the ball. And there's no way. It's over. And I'm aware of a incredible roar from the stands. And as I come off the field, I look up, and they're all standing, and they're cheering. And I'm going, what in the hell? What is this about? Oh, they know. They understand. They're saying thank you. Thanks for all the memories. Thanks for the wonderful years. Wow. So I think at that time I really developed a much greater understanding and appreciation for the fans.
Jerry, one of the things that I, in retrospect, respect about the Green Bay community, you know, back in the 60s, this was not a very tolerant time in this country racially. And yet you had black players on the Green Bay Packers, and yet as a family, meaning a football family and a community family, everybody felt comfortable there. Did you ever think back and reflect on that and think how unique that period of time was for the diversity of that football team and that community, how they embraced everybody as equals?
Well, Coach Lombardi kind of set the tone for that, Ron. We had had a game in Winston-Salem the year before Coach Lombardi arrived, and we had to stay in separate hotels, and the black players couldn't come into the front of the restaurant, and we ate in the back of the restaurant. So the next year, Coach Lombardi, what? You can't what? Okay, we've signed contracts, we do this, but if I see one player in the front of that restaurant the 10 days we're here, he's going home. So he just made it abundantly clear that we were a team, that we weren't green, we weren't black, we weren't blue, we were Packers, we were Green Bay Packers, every one of us. And he had been subjected to some discrimination himself, Ron. So I think he was very sensitive to it. And he kind of, we got to the point where we judged people by their performance on the field. We judged them by their contribution on Sunday afternoon between 1 and 4. And, you know, we became great friends. I'm Willie Davis, and I have been in love with each other for 40 years. He is a beautiful human being, and I love him. So we've developed a great friendship, but I admired Willie's contribution on the field. I admired his intellect and his brain and everything about him. So it was maybe it was a different time. Maybe it was the coach. Maybe it was a variety of things. But we got along. I'm with Herb Adderley and Willie Wood and Fuzzy. Herbie looks at me and says, "Love you, J.K. Love you forever and after." So it was just a wonderful thing, and I'm not exactly sure how it all happened and how it came about, but I'm sure Coach Lombardi had a lot to do with it.
Jerry, I want to thank you for sharing that story and also sharing your wonderful career and a time in professional sports and professional football. To me, that was very, very special. You are very welcome here anytime. Take care, Jerry.
Thanks, Ron.
Thank you, Jerry, for joining us here on Sports Byline. Jerry Kramer, the former All-Pro offensive guard for the Green Bay Packers. And, of course, Kramer played for the five-time champion Green Bay Packers over an 11-year career. And he also played in Super Bowls 1 and 2. And as you heard him say a little bit earlier, you had to be multi-talented, and he was a place kicker as well. We'll take a break as we continue with more of you and America's Sports Talk Show.